Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregations, let us sing together of Psalter 421, the stanzas 1 and 2. O God of hosts, O God of grace, how lovely is thy holy place. How good and pleasant is thy dwelling. My thirsty soul longs earnestly, yea, faints, thy holy courts to see. And what follows? Psalter 421, the stanzas 1 and 2. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in John 18, the verses 1 through 14. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. John 18, the first 14 verses. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where was a garden, into the which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus ofttimes resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which ye spake, Of them which thou gavest me have I lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, Put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. And now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Ludeman in her weak condition, Mr. and Mrs. Herman Ludeman, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy, and Mr. and Mrs. Travis the cook, who were blessed with twin girls. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it is pleased thee to grant once more unto us and our children another Lord's Day, a Lord's Day where thy hand is heavy upon the earth and upon this country. Then we may thank thee that as far as we know, that none in our congregations have contacted the virus. And then we commend unto thee all those who are sick also in this province, those that are in hospitals, those that are in serious condition. Then we also commend unto thee all those that work in the medical field, that may care for them with many fears and many anxieties. Lord, then surely, then thou was something to say to this world, to the church, to the family circles, and to each and every one of us. Then thou yet maketh a difference with so many upon the face of the earth, were also in this past week, they were ushered into eternity, and their lot has been forever cast. They know a word they shall have to spend that never-ending eternity. And we may still be in the precious day of grace. And then by renewal, and then it is the Lord's day that is so different from the many Lord's days that we have experienced in our life. A word that was granted for so many years, that the congregations, insofar that it was possible, that they may faithfully come up under thy word and eternal testimony. And then the smaller number, because of lawful reasons, then they were bound to their homes to take care of the little ones and other lawful reasons. And then there were also those that would not come up. But, Lord, thou knowest the circumstances that on this Lord's day, then a few may come up. The numbers are limited. And the greatest number were called upon to remain in their home. And then we humbly ask thee, oh, may there be many a soul, boys and girls, young people, and older ones, although they may still listen along, that they may be filled with a certain sadness, and that it is true in their hearts what we have sung together, where the solemnest of old, when he could not come up to thy courts, oh, that thirsting and that longing for thy courts and for the living God who was promised in a special way to dwell in those courts. Oh, may then the prayers be multiplied to that end, that thy divine hand, which is stricken this earth, that it may be the same hand that remembers the sick, but may it also please thee, insofar that it may be according to thy holy will, that thou may place that hand around us, but that it may also be the hand that may support and that may remember us. Oh, do remember us with a favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Above all, Lord, that these afflictions, that these trials, that they may be used. Oh, come down with thy spirit and with thy power in the hearts of young and old, that it shall not have to be said, as it is written in thy word, that thou wast spoken once, that thou wast spoken twice, and that thou perceivest it not. May on this very Sabbath day, may there be souls that may be troubled with the hardness of their hearts, that they are not more humbled, and not more on their knees, and not more a-begging, oh, seeking thy favor and seeking thy protection. May it please thee on this Lord's day, oh, to bless thy word, that sinners may be converted by thee unto thee. Oh, we live in a day, in this time, that there is much fear of sickness, much spoken about, many precautions taken, of fleeing from sickness, insofar that it is possible. But, Lord, wilt thou work that fear for sin, a word that was written in thy holy word, and that the wages of sin is death. Oh, wilt thou work that godly sorrow to be given to experience the exceeding sinfulness of sin, and to grant that hating and a fleeing from sin, and to be given to seek for that reconciliation. Oh, in these passion weeks, may it please thee, by the first time, but also in the furtherance, to work that true need, to learn that thy justice requires that every sin must be punished temporally and eternally. Oh, that we cannot pay ourselves. Oh, not only the need, the further exercises, the instruction, the revelation, and the embracing. A word is written in thy holy word, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins, Lord. Wilt thou remember thy people to that end? Wilt thou grant those further leadings? All we read in the scriptures of the women that have stood afar off, and may it please thee to bring nigh through the blood, and that thy praises may ascend out of the dust. Oh, that this heavy trial, which thou wast sent upon the world, but also upon us, that it may be used. Ah, may it please thee to grant a revival amongst us and our children, that we may be given to see the signs of the times, that the footsteps of the King are being heard, and then for us and our children, then there is one thing needful to that end. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? Pour out the spirit of prayer and supplication, but also of thanksgiving, to be given to see the many blessings which thou wast left in the midst of us and our children, blessings that are all undeserved, all sinned away, blessings which we have taken for granted for so many years, that we could come so freely up to thy house. Ah, may we be given to turn into ourselves, that we may be given to remember our sins, that many sinners may be found at thy footstool. Oh, with the Jabez of old, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, that thou would enlarge my coast, that thy hand may be upon me, and that thou may keep me from evil, that it might not grieve thee. Remember so thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth, and may there be a large ingathering in the established churches upon mission fields, among the Jewish people, and remember also the persecuted church. Remember also our mission field, where they can no longer gather together also in this day. Wilt thou grant them thy blessing? Lord, remember the many temporal needs. Then in the midst of the family circles, and then the thought shall multiply concerning the daily bread. Were there also many in this province that at the moment cannot go to work? Wilt thou so provide for our families, make us more dependent? And may that prayer give us this day our daily bread, and may it receive more value for us and our children, that we may be given to look unto thee Lord. O wilt thou remember all the sick and all the afflicted, the mother with her dreaded disease, oh, do remember her. Thou wast spared her for another week. Above all things, then we humbly ask thee, oh, do save her never dying soul, and may she be given to beg with the publican, God be merciful to me, a sinner, remember her, together with her husband and family circle. And then in the midst of the family circle, under those circumstances, then thou wast blessed them with the birth of another little grandchild. Lord, we commend unto thee the parents. Oh, wilt thou grant them a humble and a broken heart, and may it be a child of many prayers, then another father and mother, then it has pleased thee to bless them in this past week with a double blessing, where thou hast granted them twins. Ah, may they become small under thee, and may they be humbled under thy goodness. Thou wast spared, and thou wast given life. And may those newborn children born in this week, and may they be born for thy honor and for thy glory. And remember all the grandparents, the great-grandparents. And then we commend unto thee all the unborn with the mothers. Wilt thou graciously watch over them, and wilt thou continue to uphold the barren ones, Lord. Remember all under the physician's care. Wilt thou remember all our elderly ones. Wilt thou graciously watch over the care home. Wilt thou remember the residents. Their thoughts shall also multiply. Then we may humbly ask thee that thou may place a special wall round about them, and that also this calling, that it may be used in their lives for the saving of never-dying souls. Wilt thou remember all those that may care for them. Remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows. Remember orphans, all those that have brought dear ones to the cemetery. Remember the handicapped ones, Lord. And now in this morning hour, it is under special circumstances. Then we may humbly ask thee, that thou may grant a special blessing. To that end, may it please thee to open thy word, to open our mouth, and to open the hearts. Wilt thou graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance? Remember when we have gathered in thy house, remember all the family circles, when they may gather in the living room to listen to thy word. Wilt thou grant thy blessing? Ah, may there be people in this very day with a deep and lively impression of what that centurion has experienced. Oh, a troubled people, and that has been given to lay it before thee in this morning hour, that they are not worthy that thou should come under their roof, but yet a beggar's eye, that thou may dwell among them when the evening time of this world has come. Ah, Lord, by renewal, then we humbly ask thee for thy help, and with an impression that we have nothing to plead upon, And may we be given to plead upon thy mercy. Forgive us of all of our sins, also of this past week, of this morning hour. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 113, the stanzas 5, 6, 7, and 8. My enemies against me speak, and they my life have scorned. They wish my name to pass away, unhonored and unmourned. And what follows? Psalter 113, the stanzas 5 through 8. Morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, John 18, the first 8 verses, and we shall read the verses 4 through 8. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then ask ye them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. Our text words speak of Jesus' willing surrender in the Garden of Gethsemane. With three thoughts in the first place, Jesus' solemn question as prophet. In the second place, Jesus' power manifested as king. And in the third place, Jesus' willingness revealed as priest. Jesus' willing surrender in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus' solemn question as prophet, which we especially read in verse 4, Jesus knowing all things. Jesus' power manifested as king, especially in verse 6, they went backward and fell to the ground. And in the third place, Jesus' willingness revealed as priest, especially emphasized in verse 8, Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. Beloved congregations, we read in the first verse of this chapter, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where was a garden, into the which he entered, and his disciples. Then in the Garden of Gethsemane, then the Lord Jesus Christ has suffered greatly. Where it is written in Matthew 26, verse 38, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. And where the Father has given him the cup of wrath, the sins of his church, that he must pay for the same. And then do we not read in Psalm 22, verse 6, the prophecy of the suffering mediator, I am a worm and no man. As the Passover lamb, in the Old Testament, then that Passover lamb must be examined for any blemishes. And then the lamb was slain. And in the Old Testament, that Passover lamb did not know what lay before, that Passover lamb must die. But now the Passover lamb of the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ, do we not read in our text, Jesus therefore, knowing all things, then for the Lord Jesus Christ, in the state of his humiliation, then continually before him was the cross and the death. And then in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lamb without blemish, has the bride not said in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 10, that he is white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000s. Then in the Garden of Gethsemane, then the Passover lamb without blemish, no original and no actual sin, But he has also become ruddy, because we read that his sweat has become as gray drops of blood. And now he has returned to his disciples, oh, sleeping disciples, also fulfilled what I read in Isaiah 61, 63, I have trodden the winepress alone. And then Christ, and then he has went forward, Jesus therefore, and knowing all things that should come upon him, oh, the love and the willingness of the Savior, went forth and said unto them, who seek ye? And now we must first consider congregations, young and old, who this band consisted of. And then we read, we have heard it, boys and girls, which name have we heard different times in this portion of Scripture? Oh, it is true. It was a mixed multitude. It was a great band that has come out in the night watches to arrest and capture the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in this morning hour, then we must examine each of our hearts, whether we have become part, whether we are part of that band. And now, in this chapter, then we read, and Judas also, and in Matthew, he is specifically mentioned as one of the 12. Then how was Judas? How has he come to this place, that in the night watches, that he was the leader of the band to arrest the Lord Jesus Christ? Was Judas not one of the chosen 12 disciples? Has Judas not sat at the feet of Christ under his prophetical ministry? Has Judas not seen many miracles that Jesus has healed the sick, that he has stilled the storm, that he has even raised the dead? Has Judas not been sent out to preach the word, and that he has even cast out devils? Then how is it that in this chapter, that Judas also, Judas one of the 12, that he was not only among the band, but that he was the leader of the same? Oh, Judas, he had a special place, a chosen, appointed as treasurer among the 12 disciples, thus the respect of the other disciples. And now in this chapter, Judas also. Are there souls in this morning hour that have had trouble with Judas in your life? Or when we consider this band, shall then in this morning that we look upon that band is disdain? No, we do not belong to that band. We are church-going people, Netherlands Reformed, and under the circumstances, then we may keep the Sabbath day holy, and we may still listen to the Word of God. Then how is it, congregations, that in our text words, that it is written two times in this chapter, and Judas also, Judas one of the 12, that he was leading this band to capture, to arrest the Lord Jesus Christ? What has then taken place in the life of Judas, oh, maybe in this morning there are souls that are asking, oh, what was now the difference with Judas? Oh, that is oftentimes the question of concerned souls. When they are uncovered further, dig deeper, Son of Man, and thou shalt find greater abomination. Oh, how is it then that Judas, under so many blessings and so many privileges, he was a preacher, he has experienced many wonderful things, that in this chapter, that it is written, Judas also, Judas, one of the 12, that with a heart filled with bitter enmity, that he was on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane, that he was the leader of that band to show them the way. Oh, then the question is, what was the difference with Judas, with the other disciples? Oh, it is clear that the Lord has never begun that good work, but how far it can go. Oh, then what was missing in the life of Judas? Oh, then in the first place, that love unto his master. Oh, Judas could never say in truth and sincerity what Peter has said. Oh, Peter could never place himself above a Judas, because of Peter and the disciples. They were not watching. They have slept in the Garden of Gethsemane. Oh, Peter would deny his master. Ah, the church learns that it is grace and grace alone. Romans 11, verse 36, of him, through him, and to him be all things, to be glory forever. But Judas could never say, Lord, thou knowest all things. Oh, it is true, Lord, thou knowest what liveth, what remaineth in my heart. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that I have denied thee before the face of a maid, that I have sworn an oath. But, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Then in the second place, then Judas has never received that godly sorrow over sin. Ah, to weep those bitter and those sweet tears that we have sinned against such a good doing and such a just and holy God. Oh, Judas has never experienced that true repentance. Then in the third place, then Judas has never experienced that true humility. Oh, that bowing in the dust with the desire that a sinner becomes nothing and that the Lord becomes everything. Then Judas, then he also hated an uncovering preacher preaching. How is that with us, congregation? With that uncovering preaching, dig deeper, Son of Man, and thou shalt find greater abomination. Ah, then are there times that we say, the half is not told what lives in that wicked and deceitful heart. But now with Judas, he hated that uncovering preaching, because at the anointing in the house of Simon the leper, when Mary has anointed with that precious ointment worth 300 pence, and when Judas has spoken, and then when Judas has taken it up from Mary, then it is very clear that the bitter enmity that it has risen in his heart, that is further clear with the celebration of the last Passover on Thursday evening, and when Jesus was given to say that one of you shall betray me. That was against Judas, and to cover himself, because then Judas realized and that his master knew what he was planning to do, and then to cover himself, because the religious world can be very religious and try to resemble the true people of God. And then he has said, is it I? Thus a Judas, he hated an uncovering preaching. And now for a Judas, he had a secret. Our old fathers called it a bosom sin. And that was the love for money. Paul has written to Timothy, not money itself. We need money to buy, to sell. But the love of money is the root of all evil. And the covetousness, that has gained the overhand over Judas. He hoped that with the place that he has received as a disciple of Jesus, of an earthly kingdom, and that he would gain thereby, undoubtedly, that when Jesus, that kingdom would be established, that he would receive even a greater place upon this world. Young and old, may I ask you, why do we come to church? This is our duty, this is our calling, when it is possible also in this day that we spend the Sabbath day holy, but is it only outward reasons? Ah, with a Judas, he has never experienced that true longing and desire for the living God. Oh, what an awful thing. And Judas also. And further, what a blame that a Judas has laid upon Jesus and his disciples. When Judas went to the Sanhedrin, and when he had asked what he may receive if he would betray his master, and then he would receive 30 pieces of silver, what a blame that is laid on the name of the church and on the name of the Lord. Then also instruction for us as a people in our business life, that we are not Sunday Christians, but also in business life, all under the law of God. In the world, sometime it is mentioned, that is the way that it is done in business. But what a blame it lies on the church when we do not deal honestly and according to God's holy word, also in business life. That does not mean that there may not be an honest profit, but to deal honestly. And as Christ has written in Matthew 7, verse 12, as ye would that men would do unto you, do ye also unto them. And also in business life, to have a special regard to the poor. Oh, for a Judas. Then we read, and Judas also, one of the 12. That is also instruction for our boys and girls, for our sons and daughters. Alas, how often it happens in a family circle that boys and girls, under the same instruction, as their brothers and sisters have received, and that later it is said, one of the 12, that they turned their back upon the truth, maybe under a false religion, maybe in the middle of the world, and a heart filled full of enmity, same as with Judas, and that we even become a leader in a wrong way. Maybe there are fathers and mothers in this morning that think if it was only one of the 12, but alas, I have more children that have wandered away, then how necessary the instruction and the exhortation which Christ has given to his disciples, watch and pray. And I read in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 12, wherefore he that thinketh he standeth, beware lest he fall. Ah, for a Judas. We read in Proverbs 13 verse 20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. But alas, for a Judas, and now for a Judas to come at that sacred time, the celebration of the Passover, and a sacred place, because it is written in the Scriptures that Jesus and his disciples, they many times resorted to that place. Then we see when the Lord removes his restraining hand, how far it can go and further. When the Lord gives us over, then even it seems that our mind does not even think straight, because Judas, if he would have thought it through, he has seen the power of Jesus to still the wind, to still the sea. He has experienced that the dead were raised up. He has seen those possessed with devils, that they were healed. And now Judas, in his foolishness, then he thinks that they may still capture the Lord Jesus Christ. But congregations, was not only Judas, there were more that have come in that night, and it was with the same purpose. That was to capture the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we also read that there were the priests and the Pharisees. Thus they were very religious people. They were the religious leaders of the Jews. And also the priests and the Pharisees, it is true, there was much ignorance. It was a special time for the Jewish people. For so many years, for 1500 years, the law of Moses and the sacrifices, and how Christ is preached, that he was that sacrifice that will fulfill all things. The Pharisees did not understand. Also Pharisees and priests among that band, that is a picture of proud men who think they are not so bad, not as bad as the world's blessing, when we do not follow the world, but now to learn that all the same dwells in our heart. And now those priests and Pharisees, they were given to see that they have lost much of their influence because of the preaching of Jesus, that Jesus, also different people have followed him, and they hated an uncovering preaching. Because in Matthew 21, when Christ has spoken the parable of that vineyard and the keepers, and that the owner sent those servants, and finally a son, and that they have slain that son, then we read specifically in Matthew 21, verse 45, that they perceived that he spoke of them. Then in the third place, then we also read of the scribes. They were the people with much knowledge. when we think of our day, the schools, the colleges, the Bible and prayer has been removed, and bitter enmity and ignorance telling our people, boys and girls, young people, that God is not the creator. Evolution, it can be multiplied out, despising the law of God. We think of our country, think of the fourth commandment, the sixth commandment, the murdering of the unborn, the seventh commandment, the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, also the scribes, and then we also read of the Romans, representing the world, lovers of pleasure, materialism, covetousness, it can be multiplied out. Thus then, people, when we consider this band, then there is represented Jew and Gentile, all mankind. And they were united for one purpose. You think of Psalm 2. Why do the heathens rage? They have come together for one purpose, and that was to arrest and to murder. Of course, the Romans were doing their duty. The Jewish people did not have such a good name in the eyes of the Romans, that many times they rebelled. That is very sad. When the church is not a light and the salt of the earth, we read in Psalm 22, verse 12, many bulls have compassed me. A strong bulls of Bashan have beset me about. Thus then we have heard in that band of different people. Were there more young and old? Because we must think along, and it goes the best. What a blessing it is when there may be times that we may even be given to preach along. But who else has come concerning the Lord Jesus Christ? Then we shall mention Satan, the warfare declared in Genesis 3, verse 15. We shall not multiply it out. We could speak of the law that demands perfect obedience. Of course, Christ had no sin, but Christ has taken the sins of his church upon him. And then we may speak of the justice of God. Thus then we have spoken of many already. But are there now more? What do you think, boys and girls? Are there now more that belong to that band? What do you think? We have mentioned many already, with many different kind of people. But are there now more? Are there souls that have learned that they belong to that band, even a leader? And then I do not mean congregation. It can be that the Lord takes one out of the middle of the world, a ringleader of iniquity, can be a persecutor of the church. But that is not what I mean. What has Paul said in 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, and this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. The Lord has a people, not saying that he live it out, but the Lord has a people that do not exclude himself, that they find Judas, that they find the Pharisee, that they find the scribe, and that they find the Romans as a type of the world in their heart. The Lord as a people, and the further uncovering of people that cannot pay that debt, and that is so necessary that the Spirit teaches His child and not only the sin against the law, but also the sin against the gospel. And now the Lord has a people upon the earth that learn, that band, my sins, that is among that people, it is my sins that have brought the Lord Jesus Christ, of course, the counsel of God, already in that never begun eternity. But now the Lord has a people. We read thereof in Zechariah 12, verse 10, that they shall weep for him whom they have pierced, young and old. Has that ever become reality? How is it now in these Passion Weeks? There is much spoken, rightly so, of the coronavirus. What a fears, what a sickness upon the world, what a precautions that are taken to prevent concerning that disease. But let me ask you, how is it now with our sin? Because the wages of sin is death. Has that same concern be born? The exceeding sinfulness of sin. Have we learned to weep? Have we learned to cry? Have we learned to beg? And have we learned that with all our reformation, with our tears, that we are a sinner still? No remedy, as with that woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5. Have we learned that we need a Savior? Oh, then in our history, the willingness and the love of the Savior, that He was willing to give Himself for such a people, original and actual sins. Our second thought, Jesus' power manifested as King. But let us first sing. Psalter 149, the stanzas 3, 4, 5, and 6. The living God in righteousness will recompense with shame the men who harden by success, forget to fear His name. And what follows? Psalter 149, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Thank you. Jesus' willing surrender in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus' solemn question as prophet, and now secondly, Jesus' power manifested as king. And then we read, Jesus saith unto them, I am he. We read in Genesis 3, after Adam and Eve have eaten of that forbidden tree, and when the Lord has called them, that they have hid themselves. But now the second Adam, also in a garden, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the band has come, under the counsel and the providence of the Father, did not take away the responsibility of that band, because the secret things belong to the Lord, and the revealed things unto us and our children, as I read in Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. And now, when the band has come, then Jesus has asked, whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, it is true, they were seeking in a wrong way. But may I ask you in this morning, our young and old, are there souls in my midst that are indeed seeking for Jesus of Nazareth? If that is true, then he must have been revealed, as with that woman with the issue of blood. Oh, when she has heard of Jesus, then she has sought that she may even touch the hem of his garment, that she may be healed. Ah, for those true seekers that are laden with the burden of their sin, that have so many riddles, that have so many questions, that have learned that they cannot save themselves, who have learned that the Lord must punish their sin. Ah, for those true seekers, then in our text words, what precious words, I am he. Oh, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, I am he, the God-given Savior to save sinners. We hope to hear more thereof in our third thought. But now Jesus' power manifested as king. The Lord has a people. Were those three offices of Christ, they become so necessary and so precious. To sit under that prophetical office, and then that people are given to choose him as king, to be their master. Oh, to love his ways, to love his word, to love his day, to love his institutions. And now concerning that band, then we read that the kingly power of Jesus Christ has been manifested in a special way, because we read in verse 6, as soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, was upon the preaching of the word, they went backward and fell to the ground. Fulfilled in our text words, 2 Corinthians 2, the verses 15 and 16, either a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death. That separates the true from the vile for that true people with the burden of their sin. Then they are given to fall forward with the confession of their sin, their unworthiness, that the Lord would have mercy upon them. But now for this band, they have fallen backwards. How has that been in our life congregation? Concerning the proclamation of the word and concerning many a trial, have we fallen forward or backward for the bend? That is not sought Jesus in the right way for the right reasons. They have fallen backward. Jesus had opportunity to escape, but the love for his church, the willingness as the servant of the Father that a church may be saved and that his Father may be glorified, offer Christ. We read in Matthew 26, verse 53, that he could have asked for 12 legions of angels. And when we think of one angel in the camp of the Assyrians, where 185,000 were slain, he could have asked for 12 legions of angels, but he has awaited and he has permitted that that band may arise. And then by renewal, the same question and the same answer. When man is left over to himself, how hard may be people in this morning actually unbelievable to have been fell to the ground, and that people knew the reason why they were coming, and then to be permitted to arise again, and then still the same, we would say even harder. But maybe there are many that have to say in this morning, that is now my picture. Alas, alas, the hardness of heart. We have been felt so many times. All upon a serious sermon, maybe boys and girls. Maybe there have been times that you could not sleep at night, that you were thinking, I hope that happens. That at night after church, that there were times that you have thought about what you have heard, the blessedness of the people of God and the wretchedness of the unconverted, and that even in this night, that I could die and then I must go to hell because I have not received a new heart. Maybe even for a certain time, but that you were given to arise and that it is left can even be that you are walking with thoughts of even leaving the church. I hope not. It's an awful thing when in the Lord's providence we may be born under the truth and then to turn our backs upon the truth. It can be that we have come into serious accidents. Of course, a human way of speaking, that we have been in the hospital, serious condition, and that the Lord in his goodness, that he has raised us up, and perhaps that you have to say that I resemble that band, that it seems that my heart is harder than a millstone. Under the goodness of the Lord can be that there have been times that we were humbled, but now we have become hard. Can be under death in the family, maybe a friend, maybe a young friend, that for a while it has made an impression, but we have risen, we have remained the same. And no, we have not remained the same. We have only become harder. What has man become? Through our deep fall in Adam, and when the Lord by His common goodness does not keep still a blessing congregation, when we may have a tender conscience, it is not enough to appear before the Lord. Nevertheless, still a great blessing. Jesus as King, who is our King congregation, maybe under the circumstances, I hope so, where the Lord is speaking loudly and clearly to the inhabitants of the earth, also to us and our children, I hope that fathers and mothers, the Lord grants a special opportunity under these circumstances, and that fathers as head, that you may receive a little freedom to speak of the things of the Lord, and under the circumstances with sickness, loss of employment concerning our daily bread, that we need the Lord in a special way, that we need Him as King to help, to provide, and to protect. But is there also the worshiping of the King? Because the Lord has a people that is given to make that good choice, that He may be their King, not in the first place for the blessings and the gifts, but for whom the King is. Ah, blessed that people that may have the Lord as King. Also under these circumstances, what is now necessary for the child? The work of the Spirit in the exercising of faith. Our instructors of our Heidelberg Catechism in Lord's Day number 10, what understandest thou by the providence of God is the almighty hand of God, whereby He keeps, whereby He governs. And then He has mentioned different things, rain and drought, fruitful and unfruitful, but also health and sickness come not by chance, but by His fatherly hand. Christ, He has purchased His child for soul and body, and the King has promised. It is a King. We see it in our text words. He is all might, all power in heaven and on earth, as He has declared to His church in Matthew 28, verse 18. Our last thought, Jesus' willingness revealed as priest. Then we read in verse 8, Jesus answered, I have told you that I am He. If therefore ye seek Me, let these go their way. Then in our text words is fulfilled what Moses in a way of prophecy has declared in Deuteronomy 33 verse 7 concerning the tribe of Judah, and this is the blessing of Judah here, Lord. The voice of Judah, gather him unto us people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be an help to him from his enemies. Oh, in our text words, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, because we read, if ye therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. Who are meant by these? Oh, a little flock, as Christ not said in Luke 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Blessed that people that may belong to these. Ah, they have nothing to boast of. They have slept. As soon they would flee. Peter would deny. These, that little flock, they are given to glory and the grace of God. And now when we read these words, if therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. What a rich word. In the context, in the first place, as spoken to the band, the persecutors, then Christ must not understand it as only a request, but it is a kingly command. If ye seek me, let these go their way. What a comfort for a church that is persecuted, that they have a king, that is everything in his hands. And Matthew 10, verse 30, that not a hair can fall to the ground without the will of that heavenly Father. But when Christ has spoken these words, if ye therefore seek me, let these go their way. A word to his Father, already in the council of peace, how shall I place them among the children? Then Christ has come forward, Psalm 40, the verses 7 and 8, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O God, and thy law is written within my heart, O Father, in thy justice. Thou art seeking thy church. Oh, they have sent everything away in their covenant at Adam, and by their actual sins, they have transgressed all thy commandments. Thou must punish sin, but, O Father, if thou seekest these, the elect church, let these go their way. Father, take me. I am the willing lamb. I am so willing. Love for thee. Love for my sheep. If thou seekest me, ah, the good shepherd. John 11, verse 10, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. If thou seekest me, let these go their way. A word for Satan. Genesis 3, verse 15, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, thy seed, and her seed, O Satan. They are mine. They are purchased. Purchased them with my blood. And therefore, if thou seekest these, if thou seekest me, let these go their way. What a word of encouragement, maybe souls that have so much trouble with the devil. with his assaults and with his mocking. But now these words, a Satan, a defeated enemy, can only do what the Lord permits, clearly written in the book of Job. If thou seekest me, let these go their way. Oh, a demanding law that demands perfect obedience. Then Christ declares, a law that seeketh. Then Christ declares, if thou seekest me, let these go their way. I have come to fulfill that law in the way of act of obedience, that the church may receive a right to eternal life. Oh, it is a word to the world that persecutes the church. What precious words in our text. The love of the mediator, that he was willing, so willingly, that unfathomable love, that in the garden of Gethsemane, with that band, Jew and Gentile, seeking to capture and arrest, that he has willingly given himself over, that as the Passover lamb, that he may be brought to the cross. If ye seek me, let these go their way, young and old. Then we have heard of a band. Then there was yet a little flock, not so many, but that was a people that has been wrought upon by the Holy Spirit, that have learned to love the Lord in sincerity. Oh, it is true. They still had much to learn. They still had to learn the depth of that word grace. They still had to learn the rich significance of the priestly office of Jesus Christ. What precious words they have heard. If you seek me, let these go their way, young and old. The question was asked in the garden of Gethsemane, whom seeketh ye? Let us examine our hearts. Oh, let us be honest with ourselves and with one another. We are traveling to eternity. The Lord is speaking in special ways. Much of the world has come to a standstill, and what the future holds in, the Lord has everything in his hands. But is that not a special calling, that we may be given to seek the Lord while he may be found? Oh, young and old, what precious things are declared in our text, but also what solemn warnings. When we consider that band, what a terrible thing it is when the Lord lets us go, and that we live out what lives in our heart. But young and old, we need to be born again. We need to become new creatures. There must be a need born. That is the work of the Spirit, that room may be made in the heart for that precious mediator in the way of a suffering. Oh, what precious words, I am he. Then by renewal, then in this morning, then the Savior may be portrayed in his unfathomable love. He has loved them from eternity. He loved them in the fullness of time. What a love manifested in the garden of Gethsemane. And he loves them still. Oh, in our text words, how beautiful that prophecy of Moses has been fulfilled. And this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. Bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient unto him. He had such a great work to do. And be a help to him from his enemies. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard of wonderful things in this morning hour. Then we have heard of Judas. We have heard of that band. We have heard of a little flock. And we have heard of that precious Savior that has spoken such precious words unto and for us, church. We humbly ask thee that thou may be the after preacher. May we be given to examine each our hearts very closely, whether the Lord has begun that good work. And, Lord, thou as a people upon the earth, 'tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought, am I thine or am I not? May it please thee that in this passion season, that they may be given to hear, I am he. If thou seekest me, let these go their way, Lord. May many by thy free and sovereign grace, by the work of thy Spirit, may they be brought from that band, and may they be placed among that little flock, boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly ones. Oh, teach us that it are my sins that have nailed the Savior to the cross, Lord. Watch over us in this day. May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Wilt thou remember us also in this evening hour? Grant a prayer for one another. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 392, the stanzas 1 and 5. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, my might, my constant helper in the flight, my shield, my righteousness, and what follows. Psalter 392, the stanzas 1 and 5. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.